What brought Ayaan Hirsi Ali to international attention was the documentary she made with Dutch filmmaker Theo van Gogh that criticized the treatment of women under Islam. She lived with 24-hour police protection since his murder by a Moroccan-born Dutch citizen. But Frank Hendricks of the Netherlands Press Agency says the saga of the Somali-born woman became entangled with many other issues, such as immigration, assimilation, women's rights, Islam, and the role of Muslim communities in Europe.
She made an issue of women in Islam. She said that 9/11 had its origin in Islam, which was denied by a lot of Islamic people here in the Netherlands. So this made her a very controversial figure, especially the tactics she used. She made a movie. You could see a sentence from the Quran on the naked body of women. A lot of people were shocked by that.
Pakistani journalist and former Pakistani ambassador to Britain, Akbar Ahmed, agrees that the case of Hirsi Ali is extremely complex because in her, all the tensions of contemporary Europe, race, culture, Islam, and gender, intersect.
She has enraged Muslims in the way she's tackled some of the core issues facing Islam, for example, the role of women. So while her intentions may have been positive, the method she employed had a counter effect among the Muslim community she was trying to reach out to. Similarly with the Dutch population, while a lot of people supported her as a champion of women's rights and reform in Islam, a lot of Dutch people felt that she was a troublemaker.
Egyptian journalist Mona El-Tahawi says that Ms. Ali managed to unveil the hypocrisy in the Netherlands, a country that enjoys a reputation as one of the most tolerant societies in Europe.
So when someone like Ayaan Hirsi Ali comes along and she holds up that mirror to liberals in Europe who have been the most proud of this supposed tolerance, she's basically told them this tolerance has at its heart a terrible strain of racism. But at the same time, as a Muslim, I have to say, there has been a great deal of reluctance among many Muslims in Europe to try to meet their host societies halfway.
Matthias Rube, Washington bureau chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says public reaction in Germany, as in the Netherlands, to the issues surrounding the resignation of Hirsi Ali was mixed.
She was kind of a poster child of what a Muslim immigrant can achieve in a Western democracy, and especially in the Netherlands. She was also the poster child of the conservative wing of Dutch society, because she was criticizing not only radical Islamists, but also the religion of Islam. It was well known she actually lied about her name, and she lied about the way she came to the Netherlands when she applied for asylum. And now it's not really the reason, but prejudice to revoke her citizenship. But what is going on in most countries in Europe is a double blame game. The majority population is telling the minorities, and especially the Muslim minorities, they have to play to the rules. They have to be willing to integrate. On the other hand, the immigrants, rightly so, blame the majority that they're not really welcome.
Akbar Ahmed suggests that the reason the case of the former Dutch parliamentarian Hirsi Ali has so much resonance around the world is that it cuts to the core of the problems that many societies now face.
The whole question of immigration, of tolerance of other communities, I believe is at the heart of some of the problems we'll face as a global community in the 21st century. How do we live with neighbors who are not like us, who speak a different language, who have a different color or have different cultural background? Really, the ultimate test for a nation is how we welcome outsiders. The fact of the matter is that there is this underlying racial contempt or dislike for other cultures which prevents us from welcoming people who are not like us. That is what we are seeing happening here in the United States today. In Europe, as far as the immigrants are concerned, from North Africa or Asia. And Hirsi Ali, again, is at the center of this.
To complicate matters further, Dutch Immigration Minister Rita Verdonk, who was widely criticized for her decision to revoke Hirsi Ali's citizenship, says that now she will reconsider. Before the political backlash, Ms. Verdonk was widely believed to be positioning herself as a candidate for prime minister in a European nation with an established reputation as a liberal democracy. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.